Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Thriving is more important than just surviving and everything lost. There's no money pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the hope we have each and every day here on the show. If you're looking for ways to boost your exercise level, here are some helpful tips. Of course, we all get excited when we watch athletes perform at their high levels of competition. That's one of the reasons we love sports, to be able to see people do the things that maybe we can't do. So the first step is always, experts recommend, if you want to get started in some kind of athletic program, want to play some new sports, or maybe get inside of an exercise routine, go to your doctor first, make sure that everything's checking out okay, okay? Because remember, you can't go from the couch to, you know, running a 5K, right? There's a process that goes to that. So if your muscles have atrophied, you know, use it or lose it, there are certain things that can happen. Injuries can happen. A lot of people just think they can go out and play football and they haven't played in 10 years. So you can't really do that. Go out and cut, you're going to tear a knee or something, an ankle or something like that. So you got to be really, really careful. Get cleared by your doctor. Make sure that you're fit and can do well, and then get out and make it happen. So one of the big keys for that is really to get and get that physician to check you out. Now, maybe you get a personal trainer to work with you. Start exercising, get into a group class or something to get your body moving and get used to what you haven't done in a long time. I'm a big fan of group exercise. The reason is because so many people, when it comes to exercise, they struggle. And again, you're going to be more successful. I believe it's almost 90% of people that are in a group setting or at least have a partner when it comes to exercise are successful. So it raises your rate tremendously to keep your goals where they need to be and head in the right direction. So that's one thing, first and foremost, that you want to shoot for. The other thing, too, is develop a good plan. You want to encourage a full body workout of some sort. So you want to build up your core, which are your abdominals, your lower back, and create the strengthening, the strength in the middle of the section. When your core is strong, the body becomes strong. And, of course, you want to build good cardiovascular health to affect your heart and have good blood flow. There's a lot of different ways. So getting someone that's an expert, whether it's a personal trainer, lifestyle coach, someone that can help you along in that process will make a big difference toward reaching your goals. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. So many people are struggling today with their health and really don't know where to turn. I'm going to encourage you, go to our website. Our team members are always standing by to help you find maybe a lifestyle provider in your area, or our new In Shape program helps you lose weight, feel better, have more energy. You can check that out at the website. Look for In Shape, and that's, of course, what we all want to do. When I was younger, my dad used to say, it's time to get in shape for a footballer. You know, the coaches would say, it's time to get in shape for the season. Now we're in America, and we see a rate of 65% of Americans being overweight. It's time to get in shape, America. It is. We have to. We have to make a change with where we're headed. We can't stay in the same place doing the same things over and over and over again. We have to create some radical new changes so we can have some radical results with our health, with our life, and get in direction that we can thrive again. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be hard, but it needs to be consistent so we can teach that not only for ourselves to make ourselves better, but for our kids and the next generation so that it doesn't continue. Because really, the challenge we have with obesity in America right now is a crisis. It's not just something that's to kind of sweep under the rug. It's one of the major reasons that we're seeing the health challenges that we're seeing today and the statistics. It's amazing. So if we can begin to create new modifications, new lifestyle choices, and really get ourselves to restructure the way we think, we can make a massive impact in the way we live our lives. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Joyce, you're with us on the phones. How can I help?
I had a CAT scan done, and they found a ascending aorta, mild aneurysmal, to 3.9 centimeters, and there's a mild prominence of the left vertical and left atrium with coronary calcification. So they're going to send me for echocardiography, but I wanted to say about this.
When you have a potential for an aneurysm like that, and you're dealing with the aorta, there's some serious concern. That's why they're doing further testing and they're looking at every angle. So in this case, you want to follow their protocols 100%. That's just my opinion, okay? And because in this case, that can turn into a real serious condition. The other thing to think about, which is, I'm assuming why you're calling, is what can you do, right? Because we all want to be proactive. We don't want to just lay there and do nothing. And what brought you into this place? I'd have to have cameras and watch you for the last 10 years. Remember, health deteriorates in roughly 10-year increments. So we all think that our health gets really, really bad overnight. It doesn't, or in 6 months. It typically does not. It takes time to build. And a matter of fact, 80% of the body breaks down before we ever get our first symptom. So the body's breaking down for years before we ever get a symptom and are dealing with anything. So one of the keys that you want to look at more than anything is you want to have a total peace about creating new lifestyle choices for yourself. I mean, regardless of what's caused this, what can you do now? Well, we know that a heart healthy diet is something that you would definitely want to focus on, building up with the right kind of protein sources, lean quality protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Getting a good balance in the foods that you eat will make a big difference in your overall health. So I would encourage you with that, getting, of course, the Mediterranean diet. We've done research on that for years and years, and we know that those healthy fats really can come in and make an impact. And so if you get the right kind of foods coming in, of course, you're going to get the right kind of results. And that's what you want to shoot for. So I would do that. And, of course, your exercise, depending on, of course, again, they need to figure out, they being your medical team, need to figure out exactly where things are with your health and what the outcome is and what your liabilities are. So they got to be really careful in what they let you do. So again, on exercise, you want to follow their guidance and their guidelines. But from an eating perspective, whether you get a nutritionist or a lifestyle coach or someone that can walk with you in this process, those are changes that you can make. And I'm sure your cardiologist that's working with you is going to tell you the same thing. I mean, they're going to encourage that. So building up the right kind of foods to get the body working the way it needs to. Remember, even though our body kind of works in long increments, the cells are turning over in our body every 90 to 120 days. So each day old cells are dying off, new cells are forming. We're getting a brand new body all the time. So it's pretty amazing on how you can make a radical impact in your health just by modifying some of your lifestyle choices. So a lot of times, forget about the past. It doesn't matter. Focus on today. That's what you can do. And your best days definitely can still be ahead. So get with the medical team. Get with someone to work on your diet, nutrition, and lifestyle. And that'll be a great start. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Coming up, we're going to jump in and grab some more calls. Also, some social media with some emails. We'll be right back.
Health
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Now, if you're looking for someone in your area, a lifestyle provider, someone that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, check out the website. Our team members are there to be able to help you find someone in your area to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. And then, of course, don't forget our new app is out. Look in the App Store. And then, of course, great information there to help you every single day. Well, you can catch the show if you missed anything. And our television show, you can always catch all that information right there at the web. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Corey. Hi, Corey.
Hi, folks. We're having this problem. If we sleep at night, we're breathing through our mouth, and my mouth gets so dry. There's no saliva in it at all, down through my throat, into my lungs. It's just dry. And my husband has it, but the problem, but not as bad as I do. And I want to know what I can do about it.
Well, there's a lot you can do about it. You know, one of the big issues with the dry mouth and with the sleeping like that, of course, you know, having the sleep studies done are always helpful. I mean, getting that done is first and foremost. But, you know, also, one of the main issues they have to look at is making sure that you're hydrated, that you're drinking plenty of water. Also, there's no omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, which can is pretty normal. I mean, you see that quite a bit. So I would look into that and make sure that that's not one of the main issues. And you can get some testing done to find that out. And your physician can actually get in and get that done. But that's one key to definitely look into. Because it can be a real challenge for a lot of people. And, you know, making sure that you get that done on a regular basis and having the testing done can be quite helpful, but I would do that. But yeah, the other issue too, if your husband and both are doing it, I would get both of you checked out, and then that way you can build a good solid game plan from there. All right, 888-283-7272. Fruits and veggies, they say, may lower the risk of stroke. So again, it comes back to what we eat every single day. Now the interesting part of this is that 1.5% of Americans actually eat fruits and vegetables. That's pretty scary. So regularly eating these, stroke risk, they say, declined by 32% for every 200 grams of fruit consumed each day, and by 11% for every 200 grams of daily vegetables, according to the findings published recently in the Journal of Stroke. Improving diet and lifestyle is critical for heart and stroke risk reduction in the general population. And Dr. Yan Ku at the Municipal Hospital in China said in a news release provided by the American Heart Association, in particular, a diet rich in fruits and vegetables is highly recommended because it meets micronutrient and the macronutrient and fiber requirements without adding substantially to the overall energy requirements. Stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in America and the major cause of disability. In China, stroke is the leading cause of death as well. Boosting people's consumption of fruits and vegetables up to 600 grams a day could cut the rate of ischemic stroke by about 19% worldwide. Pretty interesting, that just that fact alone. Investigators analyzed recently 20 studies over the last 19 years that included more than 760,000 people that were conducted in the United States, and they found that because of the way the study was designed, it can show that fruits and vegetables are the cause of the decline in strokes, only that there is association between the frequent consumption and a lowered risk. So eating plenty of fruits and vegetables has also been linked to lower blood pressure, improved blood vessel function, as well as beneficial effects on body fat, waist size, cholesterol, and overall inflammation across the board. So the message is pretty simple. And it's just like old grandma said, or in my case, she was a young grandma. She said, eat your fruits and vegetables. It's kind of simple. Grandma medicine seems to be the best medicine. That's what I always say. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. This show, we're here for you. Help build your lifestyle to make it better, to help you be better and thrive along the way. Let's go to Terry now. Hi, Terry.
I'm calling because I have a chronic severe psoriatic arthritis, but right now I'm in severe pain because of gout.
Well, if the gout is one of the main issues, let's just talk about what that is for a minute. So gout's a form of arthritis. And the reality is the reason that that happens is a lot of uric acid crystals that build up in the joints. The body doesn't break proteins down very well. That's what's going to happen typically. And so as you begin to build the body back and begin to help support it with better diet and lifestyle, when you get the body to break down the proteins better, you cut down the uric acid crystals. And the way you get that done, of course, your doctor can help. The medications are really good, and they can be very, very helpful. Naturally, of course, there's things like cherry juice that have been used for years. But apple cider vinegar is probably a good go-to for just an at-home substance to be able to use, because it helps to break down, well, first it increases hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which is going to help you break your fats and proteins down a lot better. So that's first and foremost. And the other key that you have to look at, especially with something like that, is making sure to begin to build the system. And the way you build it with this sort of thing, and of course get the body to lower the inflammation, are the foods that you're eating every single day. So it's the consistency. And having a good routine, that helps the most. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, gout is an arthritis or an arthritic type symptom condition, but it's also based in the choices we make every single day. So, again, begin to change the choices, restructure those, and you begin to win with the way that you feel and the way your body functions. Pretty simple. Great talking with you. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed Tuesday that there are a small number of Americans who have been kept from leaving a northern Afghan city by the Taliban. Speaking from Doha, Qatar Tuesday, Blinken said that at least 13 U.S. citizens were among the 600 people who have been held at Mazar-e-Sharif's airport by the Taliban, who say some of those passengers did not have the valid documents for travel. He also said that the State Department has been in contact with around 100 U.S. citizens who are still in Afghanistan and are working to assist in their evacuations should they want to leave. And the White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Texas's attorney general is defending his state's controversial new abortion law as lawsuits over the measure work their way through the courts. Lance Pry has more.
The Supreme Court has ruled a Texas heartbeat law, which prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, can go forward as it is litigated. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over the weekend on Newsmax says there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion, so states should be able to make their own rules and regulations on the procedure.
Well, look, in 1972, the left was able to just create a new constitutional right, supposedly. They were very bold in doing that. There was no precedent, as you earlier said, and we've been in sort of chaos ever since. Before that, the states had the ability to regulate this. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government or the Supreme Court right now the ability to take that away from the states. This should be a state decision. I don't know why that's controversial, but that's the way it was set up. That's the way it's been until 1972. And if Massachusetts wants to allow abortions, they can do it. If Texas wants to ban abortions, they should be able to do it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the father of pop star Britney Spears has filed a motion to end the court conservatorship that has controlled Spears' life and money for the last 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the motion in Los Angeles Superior Court, which will be heard at a hearing later this month. The singer has been under a conservatorship since 2008 after Spears went through very public mental health struggles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. We're here for you. To help you from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. So the body was designed to thrive, to go to the next level, to feel better, to have more energy than you have now. And it's all about choices. The great news is 85% of all the health challenges that we face today have their root cause in stress and emotional health. So our environment plays an enormous role in the way that our health will operate. So creating the right environment is going to be the absolute key for us to thrive. And on this show, that's what we want to help you do. Pretty amazing. All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Carl. Hi, Carl.
My feet are swelling up, and they're very painful.
If your feet are swelling and painful, time to go to the doctor. let's not take this herb, that herb, or check this out or that out. Yeah, if your feet are swelling, painful, go to your doctor, because you never know. It could be typically when that happens, and not all the time. It could just be that you're on your feet all day, and your body is having some issues with that. But, you know, a lot of times the heart can be involved, kidneys can be involved. It's just good to go and see if it's pitting edema, which is the swelling, and you push your finger in on it and it kind of stays. Yeah, all that needs to be checked out. Your primary care physician is the next stop for you, just to get everything checked out and make sure it's okay. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Heart disease in women, kind of a hot topic. So, of course, you see the way heart attacks are depicted in movies, a lot of chest clutching and popping eyes, and a person drops motionless on the ground. But not all heart attacks are really like that, especially when it comes to heart disease in women. In real life, more of the signs of a heart attack in women can differ significantly from the stereotypical heart attack. The most frequent warning signs of heart disease is fatigue, and that's what you usually see first. That's usually your body's way of saying, I don't feel like I normally do. And the most frequent acute sign of heart attack is a shortness of breath. So remember this, weakness, shortness of breath, that's it. So chest pain, including pressure, tightness, squeezing, happens only about 35% of women having a heart attack. So surprisingly, women present with chest pain more often than men do. And Philip Ragno, he's a physician and president of the Island Cardiac Specialist in Garden City, New York. He said, however, the chest pain is much more likely to be sharp or burning rather than pressure-like. Women may have pain in their back, neck, or jaw, and pain is often felt at rest or comes on during the night. So the pain can occur in one or both arms, upper back, or stomach. So if you're doing everything you can to manage your heart condition, here's some little tips. In addition to fatigue and shortness of breath and chest pain, there are a number of other possible signs of heart attack in women can be aware of. Nausea and vomiting is number one. Breaking out in a cold sweat, number two. Dizziness or lightheadedness. Inability to sleep. Pale and clammy skin. And anxiety. These are some top tips. So heart attack symptoms do differ between men and women. No one really knows for sure why heart attack symptoms often present differently in men and women, but there are a few theories. Studies have shown that men and women perceive pain differently. Guys, technically, we're a bunch of wusses. Women have a much higher threshold than we do. But the reality is, what to do in case of a heart attack is what you really need to know. So if you think you're experiencing signs of a heart attack, you should immediately call 911, get some medical attention. You can also chew. This is standard of care. Is they say to chew 325 milligram aspirin tablets while waiting for the ambulance. Then alert a neighbor or family member to stay with you until help arrives. Remember, there's little harm in false alarm. That's always the key. So better be safe than sorry. That's the message. Coca-Cola can eliminate a controversial substance from its beverages. There's an ingredient that's been removed from most of Coke's products. It's a, of course, the move is a response to consumer concerns about brominated vegetable oil, which is bromine. It's an element found in flame retardants. So the New York Times reported this. They said beverages that contain the substance include Fresca, some of the Fanta, and some fountain drinks. Coca-Cola said that brominated vegetable oil will be replaced with sucrose acetate and or glycerol ester of rosin. The first is common beverages, and second is the gum used. So, again, number of U.S. elderly will double by 2050. I want to jump on that in just a moment. Next, we're going to go, though, to Jack. Hi, Jack.
I had this fatigue issue for a number of months, probably going on 6 or 7 months. I call it extreme because I feel like I want to sleep all the time. And, you know, the symptoms just don't seem to go away. I'm on antidepressants. I was diagnosed with major depression last year. I've been treated for that. It's the first time in my life I had some, you know, an episode like that. But between the anxiety and the depression, I'm, you know, maybe having a having a reaction to the medicines. You know, I'm on two different antibiotics or antidepressants and a couple other things that may be affecting my, biological system.
Well, it's possible. But one thing you want to do for sure is as you get tested, which I would do, I'd go to your physician and have them look at everything. Because, see, with a fatigue like that, they can be coming from multiple areas. And one of the keys you have to look at to make sure that it's not is you want to make sure that everything is good with your thyroid, also the pituitary gland. Make sure there's no anemia that's underlying, whether it's B12 or iron. So you have to make sure all those levels are looked at because fatigue can creep up in a multitude of ways. And you want to make sure everything's ruled in, ruled out. I mean, that's just a huge key in the overall process of it. So I would do that first. And then your eating habits, of course, once they determine everything's okay or once they have a pathway, make sure everything is balanced. I mean, because your carbohydrates, if you're doing a ton of carbs, and especially if they're processed carbs like breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, sugars, fruit juices, sodas, candy, it's going to throw that right there is enough to make you get really, really fatigued. And I mean, even if you're headed toward diabetes and some kind of blood sugar related issue, that's enough to put you in a pretty tough fatigued state as well. So you're going to want to look at all those areas to make sure and get everything looked at first. That's what I would do. That's the track that I would go down. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. We're here for you. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can find that at the website. And our team members are growing all around the country. Powerful. It's exciting to see. The number of U.S. elderly are doubling by year 2050. So it's almost twice as many elderly Americans in 2050 as there are now. And according to the health care system, in two U.S. Census Bureau reports, the United States is projected to age significantly over the period, with 20% of its population in age 65 and over by 2030. Jennifer Ortman, she's chief of the Population Projections Branch, says the number of people age 65 and older is projected to reach 83 million by 2050, compared to 43 million in 2012. The sharp rise is due to aging baby boomers who were born between 1946 and 1964. The aging population, they say, will have implications for healthcare services and providers and national and local policymakers. So she said businesses will also have to adapt to meet new demands as a rising number of elderly influences both the family structure and the American landscape. Baby boomers influence growth in healthcare-related industries began a few years ago. And, of course, as the population ages, the ratio of working-age Americans to retirees will change as well. So according to the Bureau, there were about 22 people aged 65 and older for every 100 working-age people. So the baby boomers are heading toward the aging slot. And a lot is going to have to be done to be able to support them in a lot of ways. So it'll be interesting to see as time goes how that's going to go. That's for sure. Our food of the day, I want to talk about papayas. Really, really powerful. Superfood, in my opinion. Of course, you don't hear about them much. But they're similar to pineapple. They have an enzyme in them called bromelain. And it helps to treat sport injuries and help other causes of trauma and even allergies. So it's got great protection against heart disease. Papayas may be helpful for prevention of atherosclerosis and diabetic heart-related disease. It's an excellent source of vitamin C, loaded with vitamin C and provitamin A. So it can help lower the LDL cholesterol, that's the bad cholesterol, and raise the good cholesterol. So the folic acid is found in papayas and needed for the conversion of substance called homocysteine, which began working with the benign amino acids such as cysteine and methionine. And of course, folic acid breaking down homocysteine is a big deal for heart-related issues, but also for brain chemistry. Big deal. Good for digestive health, anti-inflammatory, protection against macular degeneration, rheumatoid arthritis, and even teams up with green tea can help with prostate cancer. A lot of studies done on that recently. Interesting. Coming up, more information to empower your health.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. There you can find all kinds of information to empower your health. Great information to help you go to the next level. And don't forget our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show, all that information is at the website. You can check it out there. And, of course, our team members can help you whatever you need along the way. Prostate cancer, of course, is a big deal, big topic. I mean, as much as we've talked about breast cancer over the last 20 years, and it's been such a great topic for ladies, and we've really had a lot of advances in that field. Prostate cancer is kind of the buzz and the rage for guys. We're just seeing more of it, and more studies have been done on it, what to do with guys, treatment for them along the way. So choosing to eat, here's some lycopene-rich foods, and drinking green tea may greatly reduce, they're saying now, a man's risk of developing prostate cancer. This was published recently in the Asia-Pacific Journal of Clinical Nutrition. In the case control, they did about 130 prostate cancer cases and 274 hospital controls. Men drinking the most green tea were found to have an 86% reduced risk of prostate cancer. That's a lot. Guys, keep the green tea bags with you. My goodness, it's not hard. A similar inverse association this had found with men's consumption of lycopene-rich foods like fruits and vegetables and tomatoes, apricots, pink grapefruit, watermelon, papaya, and guava. Men who most frequently enjoyed these foods were 82% less likely to have prostate cancer compared with those consuming the least lycopene-rich foods. So regular consumption of both green tea and foods rich in lycopene resulted in synergistic protective effect, stronger than protection afforded by either. And the practical tips, you can get in the habit of drinking the green tea and eating these lycopene-rich foods. Here's a way to do it. Take a quart of iced green tea to work and sip it throughout the day, or take it to the gym to provide a little prostate protection while replenishing fluids after your workout. You can pack a Ziploc bag of apricots and almonds in your briefcase for a handy little snack. You can also start your breakfast out with a half-pink grapefruit or glass of papaya or guava juice. I'm a bigger fan of the fruit, by the way. Go for the fruit. Don't really drink the juice as much. You can also add it to smoothies and all. The frozen papaya, that's a great way to go. And then, of course, for the summertime, you can scoop out the seeds and use a papaya with a little bit of cottage, or organic cottage cheese, a good way to go, too. You can begin lunch or dinner with tomato juice. Tomatoes are fantastic. They're loaded with lycopene, by the way. And it's just a great way to combine that with green tea to get that overall protective support for the prostate gland itself. Powerful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give me a call or go to the website. Love being here with you every single day to help you go to the next level. All right, go to the phones now. We'll talk with Gladys. Hi, Gladys.
I'm dealing with a problem in trying to stop smoking. I've been working with this program, and it's very difficult for me. I have taken my diabetes into remission. I'm managing my chronic pain, but trying to stop smoking is one of the greatest challenges that I have ever taken, and I need help really bad. because this is, they tell me this is, yeah, this is the hardest addiction of all addictions. And I need your help very bad.
Well, I tell you this, the fact that you want to quit, that you have that deep desire to quit, makes a big difference. And, you know, one of the challenges with smoking is if you kind of have a half-hearted desire, it's probably not going to happen. The people that I see that have quit, that have gone to their doctors, that have kind of worked through some of that, have been the ones that just had such a made-up mind. And that's where it starts. And really just like anything, whether it's weight loss or any kind of lifestyle change, starts in the mind. You have to have a made-up mind. If your mind is made up, that's where the success comes from. And, you know, again, if you can get that settled, and you have your reason, you got to have the why. And if the why is strong enough, then you can begin to win. You know, you have someone that dies of lung cancer and a family member, and then all of a sudden, you know, they just quit. It didn't take much. Or they get a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. Well, smoking all of a sudden becomes not necessary. So you're depending on, you know, you don't want something bad to happen in your life to get you to be so fearful that you quit. It would be better to have such a proactive stance that you want to live and live healthy and not, you know, die early and all that sort of thing, that and want to be here for your kids and family members and all, that it would change your mindset. So if that can be the shift in your mind, then you can really begin to thrive. And one of the keys, there's the different medications and all that, but your mind being made up is the first key. I would look into acupuncture, because there's a lot of great tools with acupuncture now that can help you quit the smoking and kick the habit. Then other keys that are really beneficial too, from a natural perspective, look at nicotinic acid. It's a close molecular structure to nicotine, and it can help with the receptors that have been filled with nicotine for so long. If you quit smoking, it can actually help the body with the cravings. So that's a couple of tips that you can look at. But of course, you got Wellbutrin and Chantix and a lot of the medications that can help too. And your physician can guide you in that process. But regardless, having that made up mind is an absolute key. And if you get that focus, then you can win. It's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASARX Audio, visit us at ASARX.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.